Now on the catch up, talking nutrition with Dr. Dom Kondo.
Yes, we are, for the first time in 2022.
Oh, yay.
Hello, Dom.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We are so good. Welcome to 2022. Dom, I think that you better announce to everyone what it is that you do now.
Well, I think we alluded to it a little bit last year without sort of exactly calling it out, hey? So I'm not at the Cats anymore.
No.
I'm down at the Tigers in, you know, my neck of the woods in Melbourne. So I'm not coming up that highway very often anymore.
Oh, Mark Hyland's very happy about that because he's a Tigers fan.
Gone to the dark side, hey? It's different. I must say I miss Geelong and coming up that way, but it's been a really exciting start to the year, so it's going well.
Awesome. Well, look, tell us a little bit about what football's looking like for 2022. Any thoughts?
Well, hopefully COVID is not part of it, but who knows? but no, it's good. I think we're all gearing up for a really normal year, which is just, I know it sounds a little bit silly, but with what footy's been through, what everyone's been through really, but where we've been over the last couple of years, it would just be nice to get through a normal season and hopefully not have too many disruptions. It's looking good. It's also because obviously footy went back at a normal time this year, not delayed because the season sort of finished normally. The players have managed to get in a normal pre-season, which is huge. I think a lot were underdone last year if they made finals post-2020. So it's exciting. I'm excited to see a full house at the G again, to be honest.
Well, you're probably more excited about the fact that you can get the calipers out of the car and have a crack. What's the skin folds like up there?
Hey, they're pretty good. I must say, I was like, I was surprised. No, Geelong were great too, but they're doing well. Everyone's body comp is in fine form, ready to go. And funny, we're actually, of course, it just always ends up like this. We're the same with the girls, but our first practice match next week coming down to GMHBA.
So you will be coming back.
Yeah.
We'll be coming back for the first game. Look at that. Can't stay away.
That's great. At least now there's someone other than the players that we can boo. Anyway, Dom.
Now, Dom, why don't you hang around with us?
Well, hang on. Before we get there, Dom, how did you go with the super spreading event that was New Year's Eve? How have you been COVID-wise?
So you guys obviously know me pretty well. We've spoken a lot on this show. I'm a pretty social person, right? I enjoy going out and about, having a few drinks, catching up with friends. I am in shock and touch wood that I've not got COVID. And I've been around it everywhere. And somehow I've stayed COVID-free, which is remarkable, to be honest.
Well, yes, it is. It might be a hype thing, Dom. You know?
Maybe.
Because it's airborne virus. It may have just straight over the top. Anyway, look, stay with us.
Get it as well.
We'll take a break. We're actually going to talk today about what we should be looking at nutrition-wise if we have been unwell.
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Hang on. We'll be back with Dr. Dom Kondo, our nutritionalist. It is the catch-up here at Bay 93.9.
Now on the catch-up, talking nutrition with Dr. Dom Kondo.
Yes, we are. Dr. Dom Kondo, lecturer at Deakin University and also nutritionalist with the Richmond Football Club.
See the effect you've had?
Now,
I was going to say, that's the effect, yeah.
Now, Dom, we're talking about the fact that you luckily avoided the spicy cough, but a lot of people haven't, or a lot of people are still feeling unwell, because regardless of what we may hear, you can still get a cold, you can still get a bit of a flu, and you can get the spicy cough. How should we be looking after ourselves if this happens to us?
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess it's firstly important to sort of call out that everyone has really different experiences with COVID. I'm sure so many, you know, listeners have had COVID and some felt nothing and others were pretty sick. Yeah. And I guess working, you know, in footy and seeing players have had it from a bit earlier on before the big Omicron sort of wave, yeah. you can really see the difference in some of the symptoms. Like there are some that really struggled for a number of weeks after, even from like a lung capacity perspective, versus sort of what we're starting to see now. So I think, you know, it definitely, the severity obviously, as we know, is quite different. But the things that we need to think about, and yeah, it's really no different to any other cold. It's a respiratory tract infection. And so when it comes from a nutrition perspective, we really should be doing the same things as what we normally would. The issue is with COVID, you know, you're in quarantine for those 7 days. You know, Dale, you might know that if you're in quarantine and you're not doing the whole lot, it's actually hard to eat a bit healthy. What happened with you? Did any naughty treats come in on your little... Well, COVID adventure.
Well, see, the problem was the first 7 days when we're in quarantine, you're stuck at home and you do get a bit bored. I did actually get a bit of work done around the house because you get really bored. The second time when I, and that was because I was a close contact, the second time when I actually had COVID and I didn't really have any symptoms, it is quite easy to keep going to the fridge. The downside is you can't go to the supermarket because you're not allowed out.
Yeah, right.
So you've got to send other people out. And I've discovered that some people don't take proper instructions when you send them to the...
And come home with extra things. And I guess, like, I ask that because, as you said, everyone's got different symptoms. But a big thing that people say is that, you know, you do snack a little bit more. We've spoken about this before. Yeah. And when it comes to trying to support your immune system, what we really want to try and avoid is the processed foods, the sugary foods. And it just so happens that during COVID, 7 days at home is probably what you're eating a bit more of. So that is something to be really mindful of. We have to get in as much colour as we can for micronutrients. So fruit, veggies, we sort of know that. But I guess what I would suggest from a supplement perspective to help try and support it, and what we'd sort of give to athletes who have had it, and even after, for a good month after, just to try and help support that immune system back, especially if you have had symptoms, is a high dose vitamin C with some zinc, some probiotics. And if you're low in vitamin D or at risk of or have been before, then you'd throw some vitamin D in there as well. So they're the sort of main ones that I would suggest, you know, daily. And if you haven't had COVID and you are out and about a little bit and around it, it's actually no harm to get some of these in. Making sure your diet that you're trying to focus on getting in the good food, but having these supplements as well. I'm also a big fan of a supplement called olive leaf extract, which is a bit more of a natural supplement you can get from chemists and really good for the immune system. So we just want to try and support it. Remember, you can't boost your immune system regardless of what you hear as, you know, marketing for different supplements and whatnot, but you can definitely support it. So they're the things that I would be giving, you know, athletes who have had it and taking it myself just to help sort of get through and if, especially if you're experiencing symptoms after that sort of continue for a little bit too.
Well, see, that's the good news is, when we're talking colds or flu, vitamin C has always been a big one. So it still is because the body doesn't store vitamin C, does it?
No, yeah, exactly right. And, you know, you've got to think, of course, the difference with COVID is that we haven't been exposed to it before, so we don't have the antibodies. Obviously, vaccines are sort of addressing that. But it's a similar type of virus. It's still attacking the respiratory tract. And so we do really need to make sure, that we're following similar things to what we would if we had any other cold. And vitamin C is a huge part of that. So, yeah, that's one of the big ones to take. And a lot of good evidence coming out around it as well.
Well, Dom, we are out of time because we've spoken too much about the fact that you're working at Richmond now.
I still love Geelong. I've been like, you know, everyone there in this town.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Sure.
We, you're not dead to us, Dom.
No, well, hope not.
No.
I hope not.
If you talk too much about Richmond.
Except when we play. Yeah. Right. I won't figure out it.
Yeah. Then you are dead to us. Lovely
to catch up with you, Dr. Dom Kondo, and nutritionist for the Deakin University and also for the Richmond Football Club. We love you and miss you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, see you guys. See you soon.
It is the catch up here at Bay 93.9.